This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For Monday, the 26th of June. Hi, Doug Steffen here. Last week of June, as people say, oh, you're always chronicling what's going on. Yeah, hello. People kind of want to know. This is the week. This week and next week are the most vacation we get. Actually, depends on how you look upon the 4th of July as a holiday next week. So the first is Saturday, second Sunday. The third is Monday, fourth is Tuesday. So next week is actually the week during the year that more people take off than any other. Christmas is the second week, but this week there'll be lots of traffic, lots of people on the road, lots of people. Technically speaking, this is a 4th of July sort of week as well. So are you in that mode? Are you in that mood? Vacation. Remember the old Connie Francis song? V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Why not I do? So what's good? What's not so good? What are things that require more than just a facts conversation? Let's see if we can give you some things to think about, to talk about as we work through three or four issues. This program in this hour is all about taking things apart. Maybe we take a news nugget, something that people are talking about, and I'll give you my spin on it. I've been thinking actually a lot about Megyn Kelly's recent interview with Alex Jones. The people who run NBC were very disappointed by the lousy, the horrible, really bad ratings the show got. There was a rerun of 60 Minutes on CBS that did better. And that was beaten by a rerun of America's Funniest Home Videos. So he had America's Funniest Home Videos as number one. He had 60 Minutes as number two. Excuse me. And he had Megyn Kelly's number three. Among the four big networks, Fox came in last, which is not... Well, sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. So this is terrestrial TV. This is standard TV fair. If you watch on Saturday and sometimes on Sunday, but especially Saturday, sometimes Friday night, you get really boxed in with 2020 and other news shows because they're cheap to produce and nobody's watching the networks. I shouldn't say nobody. Fewer people are watching. Clearly half as many people watch on Friday and Saturday night, Saturday especially, less than half. Because it's date night. Saturday is date night. It's drinking night. Hoo-ah. So, to go back to the Megyn Kelly interview of Alex Jones, is there a surprise here? Nah, not really. Is it Kelly's fault? Nah, not really. She's got a lot of chutzpah. She's not my fave. She's no Barbara Walters, that's for sure. No Barbara Walters, but she's trying to be. She wants to become as much of a household name. She's told that to any number of people, following the career that made Barbara Walters a household name. So, what's the problem here? There certainly was plenty of promotion. The circus, does it have to do with so-called journalistic credibility? Nah. Alex Jones doesn't have any, and she doesn't have any either, really. The platform, it's a big standard network. They're has been a lot of discussion of this, a lot of paralysis analysis of this. So what's going on? You're not interested in Alex Jones or his brand of political sensationalism? Some people are. A lot of people listening to this program, listening on stations that carry Alex Jones. He has huge following on the internet. Millions of followers. He is an influencer. It's a niche, but he's an influencer. But to get Jones to attract the big network numbers, the disconnect comes from understanding what is mainstream media anymore. We are so surrounded in the digital era, the number of platforms, podcasts, my God. And how much interest can you have in any one thing, or two things, or three things, or four things? Mainstream media. I think that's a nonsensical term to apply to the so-called networks. They may be networks. They've cobbled together programming. And maybe on each of the networks, there are probably four or five programs that dominate each of the networks. You can look at CBS and see how strong the NCIS franchise is. Blue Bloods, Madam Secretary, Hawaii 5-0, you know, that kind of stuff. But have the American people spoken because they didn't watch what Megyn Kelly was doing? No, and I'm not even sure, as I take this apart for you, because I've been thinking about this, I wonder if really any of you care. There was a lot of angst. The news media ripped Megyn Kelly apart. That's not the news media anymore. The news media is what's on your device, your computer, your iPhone, your iPad. And so what you have is a smaller group of people following more and more of these specialized vessels. So it's not I Love Lucy and the Texaco Star Theater and some of the things that used to be on the audience that Tonight Show used to get. Twice to three times what it gets now. Because there's so much other. Is it because the players are not that good? Well, that's part of it. There's nobody out there like Johnny Carson for sure. But you look at around, CNN used to have huge numbers, doesn't anymore. Is it because they're a bunch of clowns? Part of it. Yeah, I guess that is. You know, but the newsmakers pay a lot of attention to Fox News and CNN. Are they, you know, you think by listening to them, you think that all the president does is watch Fox News. But Fox News' numbers are in the toilet. Why is that? Because there are other choices? Because things have happened that changed the focal reality of all of this? So there certainly is a new law of attraction with Donald Trump, to be sure. He knows how to play the game. He understands how it's scored. He has a focus. It's like he was a program director of his own television or radio station. And then there's all the rest of whatever humanity is following or interested in. Now look at the headlines. Look around today. The Supreme Court judge, is that going to be another opportunity for if Justice Kennedy gets off the bench, another Trump appointment? Ah, wow. A lot of people analyzing that. And you saw a lot of that yesterday in the Sunday morning programs and on the front page of your newspaper. You still read one? It's playing to the core. I know that I've been on the radio since I was 17 years old. I've done a lot of things on the radio, a lot of different things on the radio. The most consistent thing that I have done is provide a morning service that's been on the air for, in October, it will be from 19, it'll be 29 years. And there are people who have listened to me. There are people right now who are listening to this program who have listened to me for all of those 29 years. There are a few stations that have carried this program from the beginning, or close to the beginning, listening for years and years and years and years. Palm Springs is one place. Hickory, North Carolina is another place. People on the Space Coast. The fact that I have an audience, it's not the same audience as I used to have. It's not bigger, but it's strong and loyal. The way that people get information now and the way people follow those that they really like is different. It's just a different technology. Is the way we do it different? I'm doing things a lot differently than the way I used to, but it's still me and my basic sense of what's going on. And so looking around at this, the widening, the word mainstream media has widened. I suppose that's the point of where I was going here. Alex Jones has an audience. Megyn Kelly has an audience. Donald Trump has an audience. I have an audience. And so that continues. So what do we do? Where does information come from that's reliable? That's what is really fragmented. And that's what is really very interesting, because politicians haven't quite figured out how to work the old system, because the old system's dead. Don't keep working the old system. Guys like me have survived all this time, haven't survived because we're using the old system. We are who we are, but there's a new system. There's a new world order. So think about that as you comment. Send comments if you long. Doug at DougStephan.com or at DougStephan on Twitter. 18 past the hour.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod. At shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Past the hour.
Hi.
It's the music portion of this hour of Good Day, and you may recognize the voice of Bono. Crank that up a bit, Carol, will you please?
One man
the song's called Bullet. Bullet. Blue Sky.
Not this one.
No, this is In the Name of Love. So, following an on-stage tribute to Representative Steve Scalise during a U2 concert this week, The fact that Bono went to Capitol Hill to meet with Scalise and his staff. He signed a card for Scalise, who's in the hospital still. This is, remember the shooting, who doesn't know about that from last week. Mm-hmm. On his nonprofit One campaign, he tweeted, "Just like Bono, we wish Representative Steve Scalise a speedy recovery." According to the One campaign, he was also on Capitol Hill to press Congress to fully fund the foreign aid budget for next year, despite a lot of cuts proposed by the Trumpsters. In his shout-out to Scalise, Bono told the audience, "You've been through some troubling days here with the shooting in Alexandria. We're so grateful that Congressman Scalise and his comrades made it through. So grateful we hold them up as love holds us all up." And isn't that true?
It's a good move by him, I think. That was nice.
Is he normally, he's not normally political, is he? Much?
Yes.
He's Bono?
He's super political.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I don't know that side of him. So super in what way?
Well, he does a lot of, I think, speaking out against injustice. I think he does a lot of benefit concerts. I don't know if he's a guy who actually does endorsements of candidates like you see a lot of Hollywood.
He's
a cause guy. He's definitely like a cause guy.
Okay, so he doesn't back particular candidates. He backs
ID. He may have, but I don't. It doesn't. He's not like a Lena Dunham holding up Hillary Clinton pictures all the time. You know what I mean? He's more of like a. It's about the issue, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was a nice gesture on his part. Speaking of gestures, let's move over to England and a continuing saga of the Tower horror. A charity that produced this song, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Troubled Water. Say it again, Doug. Bridge Over Troubled Water. Number one on this week's charts, following its release earlier in the week, the artist for Grenfell, all-star rendition of this Simon & Garfunkel track, has shifted 120,000 copies across downloads, streaming equivalent sales, biggest opening day of any single so far this decade. And for those of you who didn't hear this, the song has a number of artists, Robbie Williams, Louis Tomlinson, Liam Payne, formerly of One Direction, Roger Daltrey, the London Community Gospel Choir. So what we're saying is that this song, this track, is currently outperforming its nearest rival, Justin Bieber, Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, by about 40,000 copies. So that's quite an accomplishment, isn't it, huh? When you think about it. Let's listen to this a little. I haven't really heard this much of it. Let's listen to it. Do you recognize any of these singers, Jennifer?
Some familiar voices. I actually think this is a pretty cool song, though.
Yeah, it's a good song for this occasion. For, yeah, it's a good choice. Yeah, this song goes back about 40 years, late 60s. And yeah, it's a standard in a lot of ways for overcoming grief and despair. And despair. Say it again, Doug. Despair. Thank you. It's 28 past the hour. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty. It costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A 1-year money back guarantee with the Wave. Ask about the Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Headed to the Hall of Fame, or the Wall of Fame, I think maybe it's long. Oh, it's not the Wall of Shame, that's okay, and that's the situation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. At 34 after the hour, last Monday of June, a lot of people in London have been evacuated from a number of buildings because of the focus on all these buildings after that massive fire in Grenfell Tower. You'll remember the last time we talked about that, James Whale, who's my pal from England and a counterpart, hosts a talk radio program on what their network is called Talk Sport, here to overview that and a couple of other things that are of interest and importance. And I say that because you could think of a lot of things like this that might happen over here, James, that people in England wouldn't care about, and vice versa. But this sort of talks to bureaucracy, it talks to how people live, it talks to how people deal with things like this. So this isn't just an English, a story about things in England. It's a story sort of focused on what may be going on in cities all across the world. Do you think that's, is that an accurate observation on my part?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. Good morning, USA. I think, yes, it probably is. My, and by the way, now we're back on talk radio. Talk Sport is our sister station.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yeah. I am amazed, absolutely amazed. I'm embarrassed at the lack of a plan the local government had for this. They dithered, they stood around. People were yelling out of the top floor flats that they needed to be rescued, and we had no way to get them out, and they died. We don't know how many people were in there. I mean, you know what it's like. Some people go into your country illegally. Some people have friends over for the night. Some people sublet their properties. We have absolutely no idea. Probably over 100 people lost their lives tragically that night. The local authority, the leader, has been forced to resign. Other members of the council may face some kind of charges. In fact, if I find my program, so this is like what, you know, the problem that, was it Bush that had when you had that terrible fire, the terrible flooding, I'm sorry, down in the south. I can't remember.
Was it New Orleans? Katrina in New Orleans?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the Prime Minister sort of turned up and talked to the fire service and the police, but she didn't talk to the people, and it got very heated. There were demonstrations. Now another council has decided, that they have the same risk problem. So people in other blocks of flats in the north of London were told to leave their apartments. They were there 8 o'clock in the evening. Their kids were in bed, some of them. They were having a meal. There were people with their pets suddenly being thrown out on the street. But the council hadn't even got a plan, didn't know where it was going to send these people, send them to a sports center. And people are, quite rightly, angry.
Mm-hmm. So,
and now we hear that there are 600 of these places across the nation that may need to, you know, so you've got thousands of people that might suddenly need to be rehoused immediately.
So is this an example of government under supervision, government being involved in something they ought not to be involved in the first place, or government, there is confusing to not only the average person over there and here and anywhere else, how these things, we have politicians that think, all right, we're going to do something good for people. We're going to spend tax dollars. We're going to build these buildings. People go live in them.
Yeah.
And then there's no care. There's no watch. There's no oversight.
Exactly.
And government doesn't do what government is supposed to do, what we're paying to have government do.
Yeah.
So what's the point of having government do it at all? You might as well go back to having the slum landlords. The government's landlord.
Yeah. Well, this apartment block had just been, done up, gentrified.
Really?
Look, we're talking about Kensington. We're talking about probably the wealthiest part, not only of Britain, but of the whole of Europe. This is where the billionaires live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where the Queen lives. This is, but there obviously are people in social housing.
Mm-hmm.
Because not all of us earn huge amounts of money, so we have to house people. There has to be a good standard. They cladded this property in stuff, so everybody who lived outside looked at it and thought, well, that's really nice. They've done it. It's very nice. But it seems to me that the testing of the materials was not up to speed. Mm-hmm. The testing of the materials did not prove. So doesn't anybody go and check these things?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. When there's a tragedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you call out the army? If you can't handle it, don't go and hide. The residents and the locals were brilliant. They formed themselves into organizations to help. The whole of the country sent clothes and goods, so much so that they had warehouses full of stuff they didn't need, which will be put to good use. I have no doubt. But the people that we pay to be in charge couldn't do a flipping thing.
Here's the reason that I brought this up, and what I wanted you to say is, who's going to try to tell you what to say? But what you have done is underscore what is an international human problem. It's the same whether you go to India. I think that you probably would find the same thing in China. You'd find the same thing in the Philippines. You'd find the same thing in Brazil. You'd find the same thing in America. It's the human condition. People are like this, And these sorts of things happen, and people say, why? Because people are people. People are corruptible. Yeah. People are not smart. It's just, it's, you know, it, we slap each other on the back. What a great job you've done, Fred, building that building. Yeah. Okay, so after that, then what do you do?
So, well, exactly. But what I'm concerned about and talked about on the show, so sadly, and let's hope it never happens, an aeroplane falls out of the sky onto a major city.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not have a plan of how to rescue people, where to put them, how to help them? You know, why don't we have
plans.
A plan?
Government has lots of plans. They've got lots of procedures, lots of books, lots of laws, lots of regulations, but they're all subject to the human condition, which is, in some circumstances, not too cool. Yeah, you look at all the rules and regulations, all the laws that have been passed that are on the books in your country, in my country, and now they want to pass more laws that are the same as the first law that was passed that didn't get effectively operational in the first place. So it's
Well, this is just balmy. You've got to understand that we're going through this huge thing of leaving the European Union. Some people are for it, some are against. It has split the country down the middle, and it is making a mockery. And amongst all of this, we're fighting off terrorist attacks, of course. So it is beginning to get on people's nerves that the people who are supposed to be in charge and looking after them are unable to function properly. And if they can't do the job, we're suggesting they disappear and we get people in who can.
No.
You know, maybe big business needs to get involved. I've no idea. But if you can't sort out a situation when it happens, and listen, these situations are very rare, obviously. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But you should be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I was talking to the head fireman about this the other day, and he was saying, we do need some more equipment. We've been cut back.
They always need more equipment. They always need more equipment. They always need more personnel. They always need more of this. For God's sakes, do what you're supposed to do with what you have. There's more excuses than there are. Listen, oy. All right. Over the weekend, Glastonbury. Did you go with your lovely wife?
No, I have been, but I didn't go. I've been working. I've been on the radio every single day, and then on the television one day. Yeah.
All right. So,
I've watched a lot of it.
It was interesting that Nile Rodgers said he was cancer free during his performance at Glastonbury. There have been many.
Yeah.
I was there. I went to Glastonbury last fall. Many times I've been to England, never walked around Glastonbury. But the feel
to Glastonbury as a place. I mean, I thought you meant to the concert.
Well, I did I was talking about both, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The concert, though, was where now Rodgers appeared. And that's become a real cultural thing, not just for England, but for Europe and much of the world.
I mean, it isn't going to be on next year because they want to give the land a rest after 20-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
Like a small town descends on Glastonbury.
Yes,
and it makes them a lot of money. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. It's quite a magical place if you've been around
there. It really is a fabulous place, All right, so that's the report from England and the mindset of people we learn from you and others, that people are people, and just people get themselves outraged about this sort of thing, and might as well not, because it doesn't do any good. It just is the way people are. So mistakes happen, and then those are corrected, and then other mistakes happen. It's just the way it is. So I'm not getting my what do you call it? Your knickers in a knot? Is that how you refer to it?
Yes, you do. Knickers in a twist. Yeah.
Knickers in a twist. Thank you. Hi, James. Thanks for the update, James Whale. Noted talk radio and television host in England with an overview of a couple of things. Notably, the underscore again here is things are the same everywhere. Methinks if you think it's going to be different someplace, it just isn't. It's the way we are as people. 45 past the hour.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about super beets. Super beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful... Actually, Mother Nature created super beets. Yeah, grow them, come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked, they're dried lightly, and then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super beets. DougLikesBeets.com, good place to start, or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183, or order super beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
So it's 48 past the hour. The TSA began a new screening policy this month at several airports, one in St. Louis, one in Sacramento, testing for books. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the new system that your federal government has put into place, passengers are required to take out all their reading material, and if you have some food, you have to take that out as well, place it in a separate bin. Screeners can look through your books to see if there's anything hidden. But a lot of people say, even though they say they're not going to pay any attention to the content, that in fact this is the government, once again, sticking its nose in your business it has no claim to. The political items that you may be reading, religious items you may be reading could reignite the debate, which as far as I'm concerned is a damnable insult. And ought to be, we should never have come up in the first place. But it is, it's there. Big Brother, food for thought, 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now 53 after the hour, you know what that means. It means time for us to talk technology. Instagram is updating its transparency content, and Google is going to fight ISIS with their bare hands.
Wow.
That would be great. All of this information brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. I used ZipRecruiter yesterday. I've gone on their site, and I've looked around, and I've played with using it. But now I found myself in less than 60 seconds. This is really, I mean, when I tell stories about various advertisers, the ladies know that I'm into it. I'm a good storyteller, and I am good at, that's why people like to have me do their commercials, because I'm good at it. Been doing it for a long time. And I don't say that to sound like a smug a-hole. I just good at telling stories. Mostly because I use the stuff. I try it out to see how it works. So I went to ZipRecruiter.com and /DJV yesterday, and I put in, we're looking for, on the farm, somebody to be an event coordinator. And I did all of the stuff it told me to, one click, and I already have people who are lined up for me to look at for this position. And so I found that it was so simple to use. It was, the information was quick. All the things that were there, just it all fit together like a glove. So I'm suggesting if you have your own business, you do what I did, and maybe you've tried it already and you like it, so it's cool. You post your job at ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's all you have to do. You'll have your first qualified candidates in 24 hours, no matter how big or small your company. This is what people are doing in business to manage candidates all over the place. ZipRecruiter is free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, so why would you be a foolish person and try something else? Try this thing first free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Instagram. Now let's do the Google and the fighting of Daesh first and see what they're going to do. Weapons, get your weapons loaded. Going down the highway. All right, so what's Google going
to
do?
Well, Google has a plan to redirect potential ISIS recruits away from ISIS and try to convert them to non-terrorist activities. It's the redirect method targets potential recruits with online ads, then it actually sends them to curated anti-terrorist videos. So if they're looking, Google is going to find these people who are searching for that stuff and then actually show them the opposite of what they want to see. So the method uses keywords like a business advertising type thing would do too, and it shows ads to people who searched for any type of extremist content. They reportedly, the method has been tested in an 8-week pilot program, and they were able to reach 300,000 people who were searching.
Good God.
They were searching for extremist content.
It tells you a couple of things, including a lot of people are looking for trouble.
A lot of people.
I know. 300,000 people. Good.
And so YouTube, which is owned by Google, they're also going to start doing similar things if people are looking for videos, extremist videos or how to support ISIS or whatever they would be searching for. YouTube is going to have the same type of plan, which is interesting. They're also going to add some more humans. You know, everything we talk about automation, Google says they're going to add more humans into the mix to fine-tune the algorithm and the method.
Yeah, good. That's important. Now, Instagram is adding transparency to content. How is that going to help?
Well, Instagram's biggest problem right now in terms of, you know, with the government and with some user complaints is lack of transparency. You see your favorite celebrity holding a bottle of any type of product, and if it doesn't say that it's a paid-for ad, then people are under the assumption that Jennifer Lopez is really promoting this type of moisturizer, and that's why she looks so good. And so the Federal Trade Commission sent letters to all these celebrities who have been doing this, and there are a lot of them who are guilty of it. And so now Instagram has stepped up on their end, and as part of the advanced settings, if you are a person who is an influencer, they're called. So if you are a person who is posting something about a sponsored content, you'll be able to tag your business partner like you would tag a name. And if you're a user, then you'll be able to know right away. It says paid partnership with, and it lists the brand. So it's going to be fully transparent as possible.
Transparency. Yep. All right, good. Thank you for that update. 59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.